morning, traders. I am Emily Bonney, the CEO of the Investment Banking Institute and your host here at Newswire's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Tuesday, March 26th. Will stocks recover today and get back to their record-setting rally? Yesterday, markets started the week muted, but ultimately in the red. The Dow gave up 162 points, or 0.41%. The S&P 500 lost 0.31%, and the Nasdaq closed down just more than a quarter of a percent. Bill, let's get into Tuesday with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hey, yes, good morning, Emily. I'm watching the S&Ps this morning. The S&Ps are positive. We're up 0.4%. That's a strong appearance for an opening. I'm looking at my screen and I'm seeing a lot of green on my screen, which is, highly green. Friday we have the PCE report coming out. Now that's the hot one. That's the one everybody's waiting for, but the markets are going to be closed on Friday. So, you're not going to see the same sort of reaction. People are expecting a run up into it. But the markets will be paying attention to a host of, key economic data figures coming out today. I mean, durable goods, the home price index, consumer confidence and whatnot. So, we do have some good economic data being released today. On the earnings front, Spicemaker McCormick delivered, a good report. I see 3M, announced, some news on their earplug litigation. So we got a lot going on today. But you're looking overseas at what happened in Europe this morning. The DAX is up 124 points or 0.68%. They had a positive consumer climate report came out, which is indicating, good business trends for the month of April. The FTSE was negative all morning, just turned positive. It's up 0.05%. I noticed some weakness in basic materials, the raw materials, because, there's concern about Chinese demand, but even that's not as low as it once was. The CAC in Paris, is green, up 0.28%. That's nice to see. We're looking at Asia last night. The Nikkei was flat. I mean, it really didn't do anything. It fell 16 points or 0.04%. So wasn't a lot to say there. The Hong Kong did jump 144 points, which is 0.88%. And you're looking at China, rose 5 points or 0.17%. The thing about, China is, the PBOC governor came out with a bullish narrative that included, positive signs regarding the property sector, which has really been weighing on those stocks. In China, the banks, the regulators are pushing the banks to speed up approvals of new loans, specifically to the private property developers. So, that they're trying to get that Chinese, property sector under control, and that's positive. And that's why you're seeing some gains in Hong Kong and Shanghai overnight. We're keeping an eye on oil prices this morning. Oil is showing gains this morning. They were lower, but now we're showing some gains. WTI is at $82.18 a barrel, whereas in Brent's at $86.89 a barrel. You do have the API data coming out after the close today. But the Middle East developments are really on traders' mind. I mean, the UN passed that resolution causing for immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Israel wasn't on board with that, and the U.S. abstained from, voting on it. You got an OPEC meeting next week. Delegates are already saying that they see no need to change their supply policy for the upcoming meeting. So that's kind of helping the oil to tick higher this morning. But that's what I have for you in terms of a morning markets update report, Emily.
Bill, a couple of things in there. First, I'm going to start with your mention of McCormick. That was your pick of the day yesterday. We're going to get to earnings action and also recap on that by the end of the show. We're inching towards this PCE report this week at the end of the week. But in the meantime, we have other economic data to be keeping track of. So we're going to start here this morning with earnings action. Bill, give us a rundown of what is going on there.
You got to look at MKC, Michael Kilo, Charlie. That's McCormick. These guys delivered a beat of 5 cents on higher revenue. It was not a stellar report, but it was a positive report. I mean, everything in there was nothing really negative in there. The only thing I did see that was that bothers me a little bit is how they're talking long term. I don't like to see that in earnings reports, but McCormick, you look at the stock this morning, it's up 5.8%. So yeah, McCormick, that was a good earnings report. Upcoming earnings report after the close today, we got Progressive Software, that's ticker PRGS, Paul Richard Gray Sam, their EPS is $1.14, expected move 7.48%. NCNO, Nancy Charlie, Nancy Oscar, nCino, their EPS is 12 cents, expected move is 10.84%. They have Concentrix, that's ticker CNXC, Charlie Nancy, X-ray Charlie, their EPS is $2.58, expected move is 14.85%. Then you have GameStop, ticker GME, Grace Michael Edward, one of the meme stocks. EPS is 25 cents. Expected move is 23.74% when they release earnings this afternoon, Emily.
Bill, we'll be keeping an eye on that. And as I promised our listeners, by the end of the show, we're going to do a check-in on McCormick, which was your pick of the day yesterday. Now on to economic events. Again, you mentioned it, Bill, eyes are on that PCE report at the end of the week, even though markets are closed. That's the Fed's preferred gauge on inflation. But we have data to gather in the meantime. So let's look at what we should be watching when it comes to the day's economic events.
8:30 a.m. Eastern time, we get the report on durable goods orders. That's going to be a key one. Then at 9 o'clock, you get the Case-Shiller Home Price Index. At 10 a.m. Eastern time, we get the consumer confidence figures. That'll be a key one. One thing I wanted to point out from yesterday's Fed speak is, we heard from Atlanta Fed Bank President Rafael Bostic, on Friday, he basically echoed the comments that he said on Friday, where he feels there's only going to be one rate cut this year, and he downshifted from two, as he previously had called for. And then there was Governor Lisa Cook, Fed Bank Governor Lisa Cook, who also spoke yesterday and emphasized the need for a cautious approach to policy. She added that the risk of achieving the employment inflation goals are combining into a better place. She also noted the path of disinflation has been bumpy. It's not really that great. I don't feel that confidence about the three rate cuts this year based on their commentary. So I'm a little starting to get concerned because, everybody's basing the rate cuts based on the dot plot, and the dot plot historically has been, not very reliable. So I'm getting more cautious on interest rate cuts, the number of three this year. But that's what I have for you in terms of economic data coming out today, Emily.
Now, Bill, on to the other market moving headlines of the day. You're using your newswear to look at other data and information, things like merger news, guidance news, shareholders meetings. You're grouping stocks together like your FANG stocks, your Dow 30 stocks. Able to gather a lot when you're looking at the trading day ahead. So, Bill, what else do you see as possibly moving the markets today?
Let me first do a quick data check this morning. I'm looking at my Dow stocks. I'm showing one lower, one unchanged. The rest are higher. Okay, that's what I mean by a lot of green on my screen. I'm looking at my FANG stocks. They're all trading higher. The airlines are flat to higher. Autos are trading higher. You look at the banks, they're up. Look at the casino stocks, they're trading higher. And of course, the semiconductors are showing strong gains this morning. What else? What are the drug stocks doing? Drugs are mixed to positive, a little weakness in Lilly, but everything else is, really pay, in the green. Oil stocks are higher, retail stocks are higher. So yeah, I mean, today it looks like a very positive opening. You're looking at some of the news behind the tape this morning, like Apple, China's really kind of rolling out the red carpet. They've got this China Development Forum going on right now. And it appears that the President Xi is going to be meeting with, CEOs from, Apple and, Qualcomm and Micron. These guys are extending their visit to meet with the guy. So yeah, and then the inflows of foreign money coming into China has started to increase. So, that is positive. Amazon, they're going to be rolling out, prescription drug delivery services in New York. That's kind of positive. Google, Piper said ad units on Pinterest suggest the Google partnership is, has started to become tested in the U.S. That's kind of positive. And so far, so good. Facebook, Meta Platforms, there's a Florida law banning social media for minors under the age of 14. Yeah, okay. Netflix was dropped from Bank of America's Best Ideas list, I saw this morning. Number of stories on Tesla. I mean, their ri stock's rising. They're offering a free driverless software to Tesla users. There's a report about them licensing their battery technology, which is positive. You're looking at shares of Tesla up 3% this morning. So, that is nice to see. Let's move over to Dow stocks. McDonald's, ticker MCD, they're doing a deal with Krispy Kreme's donut, the donut maker. They're going to be those donuts are going to be available nationwide in a nationwide partnership. Remember, Starbucks already does this. It's been positive for Starbucks. So, you got to feel that it will be good for McDonald's as well. So Krispy Kreme's is up on the news, and so is McDonald's. 3M, ticker MMN, Michael. 3M is going to be paying $6 billion through 2029 to resolve that combat earplug litigation. Home Depot and Sunnova, ticker NOVA, Nancy Oscar, Victor Apple. Sunnova is going to be the sole provider of solar and battery storage services at Home Depot stores. Both stocks are trading higher this morning. In terms of merger news, Vista Outdoors, that's ticker VSTO, Victor Sam Tom Oscar, they confirmed that they received a revised unsolicited indication of interest from MNC Capital. And now these guys at Vista Outdoor rejected a February 19th offer of $35 per share. Kroger, Albertsons, ticker KR, these guys are offering improved spinoffs to ease concerns about their combined merger. In terms of guidance news, Ford comes out and they back their full year 2024 adjusted EBITDA of $10 billion to $12 billion. McCormick, ticker MKC, they see full year 2024 adjusted EPS coming in $2.80 to $2.85. That's street estimates, $2.83, right in the middle. That's positive. And UPS, Uncle Paul Sam, they're targeting 2026 revenue of $108 billion to $114 billion. That's positive. It's up. In terms of shareholders meetings, Limoneira, ticker LMNR, Larry, Michael, Nancy, Richard, they're having a shareholders meeting today at 1 p.m. In terms of catalyst events going on, EVRG, Elvis, Victor, Richard, Grace, they opened up, Citibank opened up a 30-day positive catalyst watch and Evergy. Something interesting. I mean, they 30 days is a tight range. They also put a buy opinion on it. So that's what I have for you in terms of news hitting the tape this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual, it's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what do you have for us today?
NCNO, ticker NCNO, Nancy Charlie, Nancy Oscar, EPS after the bell. EPS is 12 cents. Expect the move is 10.84%. Look at it, yesterday's call volume. It was light, but it's positive. We've got 377 calls versus 78 puts. Open interest, on the other hand, is 12,821 calls versus 1,444 puts. That's really positive. Now, major brokers, you're not seeing a lot of major brokers cover the stocks. The ones that are, they did, put a price target. They did, upgrade the stock. Price targets are all over the board. So I'm a little concerned about that. Some are actually lower than the current stock price, which concerns me. But, you look at what the CEO said last quarter. We added new customers, such as our first enterprise consumer deal ending with a $200 billion bank in the U.S., and they have large customers in Japan. They also are pleased that the U.S. mortgage business achieved double-digit revenue growth despite the generally high interest rates this past quarter. They're positive going into the fourth quarter. So, we'll see how those fourth quarter revenues come out. In terms of an entry point, I'm going to say $30.40, $30.50, in that range. Hopefully it hits $350 because it's trading a little higher off of that right now. But that's my pick of the day. NCNO, Nancy Charlie, Nancy Oscar, $3.40, $3.50 is an entry price, Emily.
And NCNO, it is today a bit of an earnings play. And as we mentioned, McCormick was an earnings play there. And coming up, we're going to do a recap on that pick of the day. So stick with us. But ahead of that, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, take it away.
Okay, what do we see here? SNX, Sam Nancy, X-Ray. These guys, TD SYNNEX just announced a 2 billion share repurchasing program. PINS, ticker PINS, open up 3% after that Google partnership result, partnership is being tested. It's good to see. You know, Krispy Kreme, DNUT, up 19% due to that McDonald's deal. VKTX, Victor Kilo Tom X-Ray, Viking Therapeutics reports phase one results in its obesity drug, and they call them positive results. NARI, Nancy Apple Richard India, that's going to be added to the S&P 600 on April 1st, but it's being removed from the S&P 400. That's not really positive, and that's happening on April 1. MESO, Michael Edward Sam Oscar, FDA said that the available data from phase three trial appears sufficient for its BLA. Submission to move forward. Microsoft ticker MSFT is reportedly working on a handheld Xbox prototype. UPS has an analyst meeting going on today. You know, WeWork, the former CEO, Adam Neumann, he's bidden over $500 million to buy back WeWork. Remember, this stock was valued at $47 billion. ConAgra Brands, CAG, a federal judge on Monday said the company must face a lawsuit claiming that it misled U.S. consumers into believing that nine Mrs. Paul's and Vandy Camp's fish products were sustainably sourced. Apparently they weren't. They're coming from the barren Red Sea. That's all I'm seeing this morning, Emily.
Okay, Bill, before we dive into trading today, let's take a look at your pick of the day. Yesterday, we mentioned a few times throughout the show was indeed McCormick. They did release earnings this morning, as you told us during your earnings rundown. The released an EPS coming in at 63 cents. That was versus 59 cents a year ago and ahead of the consensus is analyst estimates of 58 cents. Sales ticked up to $1.6 billion. That's from $1.57 billion in the same quarter a year ago and ahead of analyst forecasts of $1.55 billion. They credit the 3% top line gain as because of higher prices, which offset a drop in volume. You did also give us that note on their guidance during your newsware alerts. They backed their guidance and it was really, you know, in line or even a little bit above consensus estimates. So really good report all around. Bill, you told us yesterday, you were going to look at this one yesterday, but we're also thinking about holding it into earnings. How did your call work out?
Worked out stellar. I'm KC, Michael Kilo, Charlie, McCormick and Company. Listen, the stock opened up at $70.28. And then it fell. It fell all the way down to $69.54. Remember, I was talking about an entry price around $69.50. So, falling within four cents of that entry point, that was a stellar call. You know, and after that, it rallied all the way up to, $70.29 before closing at $70.13. So the 1% kind of was there yesterday, but then this morning after that EPS announcement came out, you see that stock just rallying. I mean, the bid offer is 74.60 to 74.80. I mean, that's a huge, it's up 6.52% this morning. So McCormick, ticker MKC, Michael Kilo Charlie was a big winner yesterday. Very happy, very pleased, very happy, Emily.
A nice win there, Bill. And we will check in with you tomorrow about today's nCino pick of the day. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow at Newswear's Trade Talk when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Vani, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.